doing AAs?
I am, yes, twice a week.
How about food?
Tuesdays.
Good. Staying clear of drugs and alcohol?
Yes, sir.
Great. Testing like you're supposed to?
Yes, sir.
Good. Any problems?
Nope.
The adult drug court is presided over by Judge Michael Hattie and is split into district and circuit court dockets. It's for participants who have committed nonviolent criminal offenses while also being assessed with having a substance use disorder. The district court docket is made up primarily of those accused of alcohol-related crimes, with the circuit court docket including more serious drug offenders. A multidisciplinary team is made up of representatives from the court, the prosecutor's office, a defense attorney, the sheriff's office, probation officers, and treatment providers who work with participants to get them the treatment they need while keeping them out of jail. Judge Hattie says the process to pick which defendants would best be served in the program is designed to make sure they're also the ones who will most benefit from it.
If you go, I like that guy, he needs drug court, but he doesn't because he's not high needs, you're doing more harm than good. On the same token, somebody who's not likable but needs it, you go through the criteria. Just because a guy's a jerk doesn't mean that he shouldn't be given the treatment that he needs to be able to get him back to being a healthy, happy citizen, contributing member to society.
In addition to appearing twice a month in court for a hearing, participants are expected to attend treatment and support groups as assigned, perform mandatory drug testing, check in with probation, and perform other services as required. Judge Hattie, while presiding over the docket twice per month, is conversational with the participants. He engages them with lots of quick, friendly banter while also making sure they are staying on track with their treatment and other numerous obligations. He ends each hearing by asking the participant to tell him something good about their life at the moment.
Tell me something good. About a 1961 International Scout.
Good for you.
Do you know what that is?
Sure do. My friend had, he had an older one. We had a newer one.
Yeah.
Even like in the 70s. So I can only imagine this is like one of the
first year.
John Fury is the clinical director for Livingston County Catholic Charities, which is the treatment provider for the court. He said in his time working with the court, he is extremely impressed with the changes he sees in participants as they work through their treatment.
And that's one of the things you'll see is the change in a person from when they start to when they finish. When they finish and they graduate, they get to talk, and usually they just say a few words, but almost everybody I've heard who's graduated has been extremely grateful, and they really want to stay clean. And their prognosis to stay clean by completing this program is very good.
Fury says even in the circuit court, where participants face more difficulties and challenges with a drug felony on their record, that the vast majority that stick with the program do very well. He said it really is a privilege to be part of a team that helps these guys and ladies get their lives back. For WHMI News, I'm Mike Kruseman.